This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
America's most populous state debates paying reparations to the descendants of enslaved people. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, call it a post-New Year's hangover, call it buyer's remorse. Markets started 2024 with a course reversal, especially focused on big tech companies. The NASDAQ fell 1.6% yesterday, the first trading day of the year. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The end-of-year rally was powered in large part by so-called Magnificent Seven stocks, and investors had second thoughts about some of those. Apple lost ground after Barclays downgraded the company's shares to an effective sell recommendation over worries about sluggish iPhone and Mac sales. Nvidia shares more than tripled last year thanks to advances in artificial intelligence. Its shares declined yesterday as well. A lot of the end-of-the-year stock rally was based on expectations that interest rate cuts would start as early as March. Later today, the Federal Reserve releases minutes of its last policy meeting. Investors want clues as to whether those expectations were too optimistic or just optimistic enough. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now, a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Now that it's 2024, California lawmakers are set for an intense debate on economic reparations for black residents descended from enslaved ancestors. In 2020, California became the first state to form a reparations task force. Last June, the group issued an 1,100-page report for the state legislature to take up. State Senator Stephen Bradford, a Democrat, has now introduced a bill that would create a California agency to carry out reparations when and if they get approved. Reporter Lee Hawkins has a series on reparations this week.
The California Reparations Task Force spent 3 years studying and developing reparations proposals. California State Senator Stephen Bradford believes a government agency is the next step in the process before the California legislature starts looking at exact dollar amounts or benefits.
That's what makes it real once you have a dedicated governmental entity that says, okay, we're charged with delivering, identifying who's eligible, and determining what reparations look like.
The agency would be set up to atone for California's history of slavery and the institutional racism that is illuminated by the task force's report. For example, during the gold rush starting in 1848, up to 1,500 enslaved black people were forcibly brought to California by Southern miners seeking fortune. 2 years later, California became a U.S. state, technically a free state, but miners exploited legal loopholes to sustain slavery. And even with abolition, racial violence and systemic racial injustices continued throughout the 20th century.
We identified basically 12 areas that we saw the state had engaged in producing harms against African-American community.
Jovan Scott Lewis is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He was also a member of the state's reparations task force.
Things like property removal, to issues like mass incarceration and contemporary gentrification, right, which really are the kind of consequences of what we can think of as the practice of redlining that began in the 1930s.
The task force cited disparities in housing, healthcare, criminal justice, and business ownership, and it provided a formula for calculating the resulting economic losses. But the report doesn't mention specific payment amounts for reparations, which is the most controversial aspect. Last March, a San Francisco reparations committee proposed a $5 million compensation package for each qualifying black adult. This, a number that California State Senator Bradford clarifies, did not originate from the overarching state task force.
What we identified, again, was the wealth gap between white families and black families, again, at $360,000. So that was our starting point. So I think the $5 million that you hear right now, that's just a distraction. That's those naysayers who are finding any reason not to support reparations.
Richard Rothstein, who wrote The Color of Law about government-enforced segregation in the U.S., doubts whether reparations for black Americans could even be passed in California or anywhere.
They're talking about billions of dollars paid to African Americans in California. It's not going to happen. I agree with them completely, but they're talking about something that is much more politically unrealistic than going after specific crimes that have been committed in violation of our Constitution.
But while there may be disagreements about what's politically viable, there's one reality that people on all sides of this debate can agree on. Any path to reparations would be paved with complexity.
It's going to be a lot of challenges, not only legislatively to get our colleagues on board, but it's public opinion of just showing why this is important, why this is needed, and more importantly, why this is owed to these descendants, again, that built this country.
Senator Bradford's bill could face a vote in the California legislature this year. Our series this week is called Golden Promises, the battle over slavery reparations in California. Our coverage with Lee Hawkins will also be accumulating online at marketplace.org. And we mentioned those seeds of a reparations plan for specifically the city of San Francisco that would provide millions for each eligible black adult. Well, last month, that city's mayor, London Breed, announced spending reductions that would cut the budget for that city's office of reparations. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. You're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.